gospel according to John, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. And for this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The gospel of our Savior. Thanks to you, O Christ. You may be seated. I'm going to begin with Psalm 8 that Pastor Trevor read just a few minutes ago. Psalm 8 is a beautiful hymn declaring the glory of every person. It is a prayer of human dignity and of human purpose, of our place in God's creation. The psalm is dear to me in ways that I cannot adequately explain. When I am discouraged, and in those times when I think my efforts have no effect, and when I put heart and soul into something just to have it disregarded, when all the problems of the world overwhelm, and when people disappoint, I read this psalm to try to see humanity from God's perspective. It is beautifully written so as to surround the prayer with God's glory. It begins and ends with praising God. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is thy name in all the earth. All begins with God. This world, the heavens, all creation begins with God and is made to glorify God. God's glory is seen in the heavens. Stars sailing across the night sky orderly and on time. Sun warming days and bringing life, moon to light the way, aurora borealis and rainbow mandala displays, vast room of space ever increasing with our expanding knowledge of light year distance and novas and black holes and galaxies beyond. Angels and heavenly creatures moving about spaces we will never touch. O Lord, how majestic are you, how grand and great and glorious and good. The vast heavens display your glory, and so also do babies. Babies cradled in arms, content and fed and cooing, toddlers busy with blocks, carefree, singing nursery rhymes and Jesus loves me, children chasing dandelion tufts, squealing in joy, these declare God's glory are the sounds of heavenly praise. Children are the sound of God. Cheerful children playing is the music of heaven. You have set your glory above the heavens, and out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes to silence the enemy and the avenger. A baby asleep in arms melts hearts and calms souls. Babies, infants, helpless and fragile, form a bulwark against self-centeredness, a defense against despair, a shield against fear and fret, silencing those voices that dredge up past sins bent on shame. And cradling babies breaks through dwelling on self and gives us pause to marvel at this extraordinary creation of puckered lips and cream skin, tiny fingers and restful eyes. And when I consider the miracle of birth, the miracle brought alive as infants, and when I sit on park benches to gaze at the wonderful beings of children, and when I ponder how their bones were built and muscles and skin shaped, factories of chemicals flowing through blood, all organized and synchronized and harmonized. What am I before this miracle? What can I do to make even a small dent of significance? What am I before the miracles and majesties of all creation? When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and stars that you have established, what are humans that you are mindful of them and mortals that you care for them? And then those words that honor God's words that give dignity, that declare every person precious. Yet thou hast made them a little less than God, and dost crown them with glory and honor. Just a little below the glory of God in the highest heavens, with God's authority to manage this world as God has made. You've given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, and the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. We have given far too much heed to deceptions and mistaken voices that whisper non-truths, the lies that say, my voice really doesn't matter. The lies that say, the money I give to this church doesn't do much. The lies that say, my job doesn't matter much in the great scheme of things. The lies that say, this place doesn't need my help. The lies that say, I don't want to get into the middle of things. Politics makes me uncomfortable. Deceptive voices denying God's honor, diminishing the glory that God gave to you and to me. To such lies, the psalm declares, you have given them dominion, given them rule over the works of your hands. You put all things under their feet. This world, its environment and creatures, our communities and all their citizens, government and businesses and associations and organizations, God has given over to us to manage as God would have us, carefully, thoughtfully, generously, graciously. We have the power to protect or to pollute this planet. We have the responsibility to preserve this world for generations yet to come. We have the position to manage creation as God wants it. A little less than God's self governing in heaven, we govern God's world on earth. And so we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Not wishful hopes, but we pray conviction to do this task of bringing God's kingdom to be now. And we find ourselves in the middle of God's work, called to live and do as God would have us, engage with God's Spirit to bring about holiness and justice and goodness and righteousness and kindness and beauty and happiness. And so we come to what it means to know God as Holy Trinity. Speculation on same substance, three persons, why Father, Son, and Holy Ghost instead of Mother, Wisdom, and Nurturing Spirit? What does it mean to exist? What is being? What is community? Such mental gymnastics detract from our place in God's world and our relationship to the Creator. Now, I don't attempt philosophical speculation on what is Holy Trinity, or theological explanation of God's being. Talking about God is not the same as talking with God. And yet, as soon as we talk with God, we pray and contemplate and listen, we are caught up in the Trinity. It's like the game Candyland. You perhaps know this kid's game. It's a lot of fun, and we should play it sometime. We can look at the colorful board and pieces and marvel at artistry, or we can play the game and engage in God's fun, you know? God as Trinity, three in one, is about God known as relationship. God known as participation in this relationship. Not so much the persons individually as it is about relating to one another. Not person, but community. The reality of God is seen in caring relationships. The presence of God is within community. Not objective being, but God as spirit that creates belonging and connection. The evidence of God is found in instances of people seeking justice for each other, of people protecting and rescuing from danger, of people building safe neighborhoods for one another, of people taking time for each other, talking and laughing and listening. God is seen in relationships and the way we make life better for one another. This is what is meant by God giving to humans rule over God's creation. Not exploitation, but the kind of rule that delivers the needy, has pity on the weak, and ensures abundance of grain in the land for all, as insisted in Psalm 72 and throughout the Old Testament and New. As we engage in nurturing activities, we encounter God. And as we join with one another to accomplish something greater than ourselves, we meet God. And as we celebrate graduations and birthdays and talk over coffee after church and greet friends in stores, we share God. Our Lord, God Almighty, is relationship. The church word is Holy Trinity. But the idea of God conveyed in that name is that of sharing life. It is this that we are crowned with glory and honor, that God chooses to share life, that God laughs and loves with us and with you. God chooses to share life with you, Holy Trinity enwrapped, God's love expressed in your love. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.